This is Wisconsin Today. Last weekend, a string of heavy storms caused damage around the state, especially in southern and western Wisconsin.
8 tornadoes touched down in different communities on Saturday, and rains caused flood warnings in several places along the Mississippi River.
That includes the city of Prairie du Chien. The city issued several street closures, and it's providing sandbags to residents to limit the damage from rising floodwaters.
We get a firsthand look now with Prairie du Chien City Administrator Chad Abram. Chad, thanks a lot for joining us today.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Chad, let us know what is going on right now. What are you watching for with the water there?
Right now, we are just making sure the water, you know, the levels don't increase any higher than the projected crest at 20.3. That is a higher amount, but not the highest in history, as you know. But that does affect a lot of things that were planned on St. Ferial Island, which is a island that sits between us. There's two bridges to gather to cross to the island. It has historic sites. It has a restaurant and bar on it. It has ball fields on it, music in the park. So that's the hardest part for this year, is the rearranging and reconfiguring schedules of all these events. Because as I stated earlier, we're used to floods when we don't have leaves on trees, but not when we have leaves on trees. So we've done this in the past. I've been living here since 1998. My prior job in law enforcement before becoming an administrator in 2018, I dealt with the floods. So we have a great historical archive of pictures and what levels, what roads we close. It's a great collaboration of my staff and some county officials as well.
Don't have to go too far back in those historical archives. Just last spring, I talked to your mayor when I think did a crest at 23 feet there, if I remember correctly. Were you, as the rains were starting up this year, thinking, oh no, not again?
Yeah, you know, it was one of those things where I was in Merrill this past weekend for a conference, and my wife called and said, there's some downpours, mudslides on Highway 35. And I already knew that up north, because I still have families that live in the Twin Cities metro, and my parents live further north, that there was some rain coming. And I know where that rain goes, and I know how the Mississippi flows. And I lived on the river my entire life between here and when I lived back in the cities. So we know that when Minnesota, the dam at St. Paul crest, we know, okay, it's coming. And then when La Crosse crests, we're about 5 days behind La Crosse, the lock and dam in La Crosse. So as soon as we met Monday, we had right away over the weekend, I made some calls to my staff, and then we started our planning meeting right away Monday morning at 8:15, and we meet daily now just to give updates.
At what point do sandbags come out and you start drafting volunteers to start packing those?
You know, the best thing about this filling of the sandbags, for an event like this, we were able to, we had sandbags left over from last year. So we had 6 pallets full from last year that we stored throughout the year. So we then had two separate days of sand delivered to we have a prison here. The Wisconsin Department of Corrections has a prison. We deliver the sand to the prison, and the inmates fill all the sandbags, place them on pallets, and then we go get them and bring them to the street department. Last year was kind of a conundrum with the higher water, because it was the third highest flood in history, that we actually placed sand at the old police and fire department, which is now the radio station, and we had volunteers filling sand because we couldn't keep up.
Looking at your weather forecast right now, good chance of rain coming up tomorrow through tomorrow night. Are you hoping for some drier days to let the river lower itself back down?
Yeah, I mean, the less amount of rain. Tomorrow's rain should be okay, because it's just a steady drizzle most of the day is what we're hearing. It's the downpours that affect these streams that dump into the Mississippi that affect us. So we're hoping to avoid any of those. And we don't know how long the water's going to be up. Looking at the forecast, St. Paul's going to crest this weekend, I believe, and start going down. But that means for a while for us to start going down. Every other dam up down to Prairie du Chien is cresting and staying at that level for quite some time. So we got some more events on St. Ferial Island coming up the following weekend. Thankfully, the 4th of July is not a big celebration here in Prairie du Chien like most communities have. That's in a small village of Eastman, just north of Prairie du Chien. But we do have other events scheduled the following weekend on the island, and there's still Legion ball games that need to be played. Thankfully, the high school is gracious enough to allow us to use their school for the Legion baseball games. But there's people that have weddings planned at the Dousman House. It's unfortunate this time of year.
Now, you mentioned this time of year, the season, last year's flood was in the spring. When I expect Mississippi River flooding, snow melt hits it then. There's no snow. It's June. Do you worry that flood season is going to be more random and unpredictable if this is happening in late June?
You know, the last time we saw this was in June, was I when I was is it June of, I believe, 2008. And it was during Rendezvous, which is a big celebration down on the island. And we actually didn't close the island. We actually built roads in order to have travel onto the island and off the island. It wasn't high, but it was high enough to restrict some of the roads. But we were able to move the Rendezvous and get people down there. That was the same instance. It was the downpours and rains that caused the flooding. So it all depends on Mother Nature. You know, we can't control Mother Nature. We were very low last year at the end of the season. The river was very low, and the snow melt was great this year. There was no flood, and then all of a sudden, here come the downpours. Here comes the river.
Chad, best to you as you're watching the water. Thanks for joining us.
You're very welcome. Thank you.
That's Chad Abrams, city administrator for Prairie du Chien. Now we turn to Janesville and recovery efforts there after a tornado struck the city on Saturday. Kevin Lahner is city manager for Janesville. Kevin, thanks for joining us today.
Thanks for having me.
EF2 tornado there on Saturday. Chad, what kind of damage did that do?
Yeah, so there was significant damage in the city on Saturday. What we have seen so far is that, according to our damage assessment, we have at least 338 homes that have indicated some sort of damage. There's probably about a half a dozen that would be categorized as completely destroyed. And then we just have significant tree damage throughout the path of the tornado. And so our efforts right now are really focused on cleaning up all of those trees.
And what is that cleanup and recovery effort looking like right now?
Yeah, so what we have, and ever since the storm hit, the first priority was obviously to get the roads open so that emergency services could get to the different residences. And then we've shifted to a debris management program right now within our emergency operations center. Our public works crews are working extra long shifts ever since Sunday to remove trees. And so if the residents here are able to get the trees to the terrace, we are picking them up and bringing them to our compost center. We also have our compost center open for free to those impacted by this storm. And for those residents that are in Janesville, those hours are 8 to 7 Monday through Friday and 8 to 5 on Saturday. And then there's also storm debris. And so we have our landfill open for those as well. And Janesville has a city landfill, and our landfill hours are 8 to 3:30 on Mondays, Tuesday through Friday, 8 to 3, and Saturdays, 8 to 1. And that is free to Janesville residents through June 29th. Now. So that's really what our focus is at the moment.
If anybody's out there saying, yeah, I've got this kind of damage, I don't have the wherewithal to get a tree to the curb or the center, is there help available if people need that little extra help clearing of the debris?
Yes. Yeah, so we have a volunteer location, the Old Rock County Job Center at 1900 Center Avenue, where both volunteers and those that need help can sign up. And so what's been happening, and we've had nearly 600 volunteers assist. From various groups or just individuals. So if people have been signing up with us, and then we've been sending folks out to assist with that. And that's been occurring since Sunday. And so our staff and volunteers are manning that center right now. And then the other thing, too, is that if you do have damage or if you need assistance, that your residents are asked to call 211 here in Janesville.
I was watching that storm go through on Saturday. Chad, did the alert system work pretty well? It seemed like we had pretty good early warning on a lot of the tornadoes that we were at risk in a lot of the communities that were hit.
Yes. And it was, we did have the tornado warnings going off, and the folks were receiving the notifications on their phone. So it feels like There was ample notice, and that folks, we were very fortunate. Folks got into their basements. There were no injuries, no significant injuries as a result of the tornado. And there was one rescue where our firefighters had to go and get some folks out of a basement. But that was, we were very fortunate not to have injuries or fatalities as a result of the storm.
You want to take just a few moments, Chad, to encourage people to do what Janesville residents did, take these warnings seriously?
Yeah, I mean, that is the biggest thing. This is no joke. And sometimes I think that we get immune to the warnings because it just seems like severe weather has been more frequent, at least this season and maybe for the last few seasons. But they are, very important to pay attention to. When there is a severe thunderstorm or tornado warning, you are supposed to get into the basement and you should quickly. I reviewed the flood damage or the I'm sorry the tornado damage here in the city, and literally the top half of houses have been taken off, and so it is a serious issue, and you should take those warnings seriously.
Kevin, thanks a lot for joining us.
I'm glad to be here. Thank you for your help.
That's Janesville City Manager Kevin Lahner talking about the EF2 tornado that touched down in the city over the weekend. Earlier, we heard from Prairie du Chien City Administrator Chad Abram about flooding in that community.